Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 709 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Chris.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for taking my question, and thank you for all that you do. It's been very helpful. My question is this: how many blog posts should I have ready when I launch my new blog? My blog's going to have several pages that reflect different sub-interests of my topic, my About Me page and some others. So I assume I'll have one post for each of those pages, and then I'll have several in the bank so that I can get my feet under me and promote it in the social sphere for a while and not have to worry about generating new content. Let me know your thoughts on this, and thanks again.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for the question. Congrats on the recent launch or the upcoming launch of your blog, depending on when you listen to this. And I hope for all the best. And it sounds like you know a little bit about what you're doing already, because you should launch with more than one post. And it sounds like you already know you should do that. And the reason why you want to launch with more than one post is because you don't want to make the same mistake that I did, which is you launch with one post and maybe you do some promotion, you get people excited about it, you have a list of people that you want to send it to, and you have a social media following already that could benefit from it. And so you launch, you have one post, people find it, they love it, and there's nothing else to read. They can't dig deeper. They want to dig deeper. There's more opportunities for people to share if they do that, more opportunities to collect email addresses, and they don't, so they just leave, and the site just looks kind of bare. So I love the fact that you have different categories or sub-niches within this bigger niche. I would hope that you don't have too many of them to start out. I would plan to expand to some of them, but focus more of your energy on really crushing a few, two or three subtopics within a bigger topic of your blog. If you have more than that, take the top two or three and just focus on those for now. You want to become the trusted advisor, the expert, getting people who are really interested in those particular topics only first to follow you, to give you feedback, to give them the opportunity to tell you what else to write about. And that way, you can really focus your writing efforts and not be too spread out in terms of all the different types of content. And this will help you also with getting used to your writing style, since you're going to be writing about the same thing, but exploring it in different ways and angles. And it's also going to help you find influencers and other people you can build a relationship with out there who are going to be really excited about the fact that you're talking about these specific things that could be useful for them and or their audiences as well. You could save some of that other content too as guest posts that you could talk about on other people's sites that it may be more relevant to bring more traffic back to your website, which will help you get a nice jump start once you get started too. So there's a lot of things you could do to grow your blog, and the last thing you want to do is spread yourself too thin. I like the fact that you're going to have a bank of articles already, so that you said you don't have to worry about new content, but let me tell you what, those banks of content that you have, they run out quite quickly. Now, you don't necessarily need to post every day, and I actually wouldn't recommend that. You want to give yourself time to promote and get your articles out there. And I would say that two or three times a week to start is plenty. Some people even just post once a week. But again, you want to mention or make sure, that you have plenty of content to read when people first arrive. Well, I did this with Food Trucker. I think we launched with five different blog posts at foodtrucker.com, one of them being an epic one that actually took off and did really well, went viral on Reddit. And it was the first one that we published, which was 50 food truckers speak out about the one thing they wish they'd known before they started. And that article still continues to get a ton of traffic, and that's simply just a roundup post made up of other people's answers. We reached out to and had conversations with other food truck owners who then supplied an answer to the question, what's the one thing you wish you knew before you got started? We compiled that all into one particular blog post, and that allowed us to build a ton of relationships, provide a ton of value right up front. And all those people who, or not all of them, but a lot of those 50 food trucks who were featured in that post shared it with other people too, because it gave them free exposure. So high quality, high value, promotional, shareable posts like that do a very good job, Chris. So I wouldn't worry so much about trying to get all those different categories like you said at first, but have just a couple and really start to crank out the content for them. But also be purposeful about, what you do after. And it's not just the social sharing that's going to help you get exposure to. It's going to be those relationships that you build, those guest posts that you write, those guest podcast episodes that you're on. There's a lot of ways to go about it. And I just want to wish you the best of luck. So Chris, keep up the good work. And I can't wait to hear about your progress. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else that's listening right now, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. And here is a quote from Andrew Carnegie to finish off the day. And that is, there is little success where there is little laughter. Laughter is important. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.